We've been busy lately, sending $1 million into the community to make Christmas the most wonderful time of the year for as many people as possible. That money is going about 60 charitable organizations that work directly with those who need a helping hand. Our work is made possible because of the generosity of our readers, who have donated $643,898.49 to the Times Colonist Christmas Fund since this year's campaign started on November 12. Yes, there is a bit of a shortfall right now, but we're gambling that all will be fine by the time the drive closes in a couple of weeks. Normally, the pace of donations increases as more people feel like Santa as we get closer to December 25. That $1 million commitment to helping those in need is the reason why we set this year's goal at $1 million. If we get more, that would be great, because it will mean we can help even more people. Even at $1 million, we could not give enough to meet all the need. We help you help others. It's a simple strategy, and it works. So, where did the money go this week? Our largest single contribution is $250,000 for the Salvation Army. In Greater Victoria, about 5,000 people will get a boost from them. It could be in food hampers or toys or clothing. We gave $100,000 to Victoria Harbourside Rotary to help with its work with its school students and seniors. The Mustard Seed Street Church received $75,000, mainly for food hampers and gift cards to local grocery stores. As part of that money, we are once again picking up the tab for the Mustard Seed's annual Christmas lunch at the Bay Street Armory on Saturday. There are many smaller grants, going to organizations in different areas and with different strategies. The common theme is that all of them are devoted to helping people in their communities through what could be difficult times. We are giving money to many food banks, including those in Greater Victoria, Campbell River, Nanaimo, Comox Valley, Ucluelet, Main Island, Denman Island and more. And a reminder, food banks offer more than food, hygiene products are also needed. Tough times can affect families as well, which is why we give money to the Victoria Women's Transition House. Again this year, we have partnered with the local chapter of Sovereign Order of St. John, an organization also dedicated to helping the community. Members of the order have devoted countless hours over the past few months, learning about community organizations that deal directly with people who need a hand. The partnership works, because it helps ensure that the money we raise is put to the best possible use. As part of that, we coordinate our efforts to avoid duplication. We gave St. John $325,000 to distribute among organizations such as the Victoria Cool Aid Society, Annawam Companion Society, the Cridge Center, James Bay New Horizons, and many others. Our $1 million contribution to the community, fueled by your donations to our fund, makes a great difference, but in visiting several food banks, I realized that the money is just one part of what makes them tick. A small army of volunteers is at work, just about every day, making deliveries, sorting clothes, assembling hampers, and much more. The dedication of people on our island is truly inspiring. Thanks to everyone for giving, in money and in time. How to donate to the Christmas Fund? You can donate by going to the Times Colonist Christmas Fund webpage, tcchristmasfund.com. That page is linked to Canada Helps, which is open 24 hours a day and provides an immediate tax receipt. Or mail a check to the Times Colonist Christmas Fund, 201-655 Tyee Road, Victoria, BCV9A6X5. You can also use your credit card by phoning 250-995-4438 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday.